So a week after a Senate committee report found the Commonwealth Bank is responsible for customers losing hundreds of millions of dollars, the bank has apologised and it's promised to compensate those who are out of pocket. Here's the bank CEO, Ian Narev.
We're here today because we ultimately, having listened to the sentiment, looked at our vision to secure and enhance the financial well-being of people, businesses and customers, and asked ourselves what is the right thing to do. It may be that we've done that later than we might have, but it's never too late to do the right thing.
Apologise and compensate. That's the right thing. Choice Chief Executive Alan Kirkland joins us now. Alan, are you happy?
We'd have to be pretty disappointed with what the Commonwealth Bank has done today. There's a lot of detail missing about how this is really going to work. It's a bit like they finished drafting it on their way into the media conference and they're still working on the detail after it ended. And they're not even going out to contact customers who they know are likely to have been affected by this scandal. They're reliant on people to pick up the phone and ring the Commonwealth Bank that ripped them off in order to even get access to the arrangements they announced today.
If you're a Commonwealth Bank customer who has been ripped off, will you necessarily know that?
Oh, people have probably got a bit of an idea, but you know, we think regardless of that, the Commonwealth Bank, if it's genuine about what it's saying, it's really saying, look, we've changed, trust us, it won't happen again, we're different. If it's genuine, it will be reaching out to the customers that it knows lost, in many cases, their life savings through this scandal. And I think when we look through the detail of what they've said today and over the last few weeks, there's some nice words, but their actions don't support the sort of the words. So they acknowledged in the opening statement today that they'd failed in their fundamental duty to act in the best interests of their customers. Yet only a few weeks ago, the Commonwealth Bank was writing to federal parliament saying you should water down the obligation, the legal obligation of financial advisers to act in their customers' best interests. So they can't have it both ways.
I understand the point you're making, and you're referring to the future of financial advice reforms that Arthur Sinodinos was spearheading. Matthias Cormann now has charge of it and has made some changes to what Arthur Sinodinos' original proposal was. But I think the point to note about that, surely, is that the obligation to act in the best interests of the client hasn't disappeared. It's not as though they no longer are obliged to do so. So isn't it consistent for Commonwealth Bank to be saying, well, you know, we still want to act in the best interests of our client, but we think that this legislation represents a better regulatory framework?
Well, there's a strong, in the current legislation, until the government introduced regulations this week, there is a very strong and clear obligation to provide advice in the client's best interests. And that's probably what most people would expect to get if they go to see a financial advisor. The government's changes significantly water that down in a number of ways, and the Commonwealth Bank has backed that watering down. Now, you know, they're saying we've changed, we're doing things differently. If that's the case, then what have they got to be scared of in having strong and clear regulation of financial advice that has a strong best interests obligation?
Well, I guess what they would say is that it's still there. I mean, the legislation that used to exist had 7 steps that you would follow to act in the best interests of your client, and the last step was a catch-all provision that was just anything else that reasonably would be required. And that's the only thing that's going. The other 6 steps remain.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the question is, if the Commonwealth Bank's supposedly putting its hand on its heart today and saying it's changed, then why would they be worried about a basic obligation to do what's reasonable in a client's best interests? And it's not an unrestrained obligation. It's only to do what's reasonable in the circumstances. And the fact that they're out there actively lobbying against that provision doesn't sit very well with what they have said in a flashy launch of a PR campaign today.
Well, although the other 6 steps remain, as I say. But the compensation thing, I think, is interesting. What form did this compensation take? How much money are we looking at here?
Well, I think there were lots of questions on the press call today to Ian Narev about that issue, and there weren't very many answers. So they've said that, you know, clients need to contact the bank, there'll be an internal process, there'll then be an independent process, but they haven't been willing to put any numbers around that in terms of number of clients or potential payout of compensation, nor have they announced how this independent mechanism will work, who will chair it, who the people involved will be. And that's really fundamental to establishing confidence in whether this is a genuinely independent process or, you know, whether it's really something that's got to lean towards the interests of the bank.
Well, the independent process, as I understand it, comes after the initial internal process, doesn't it? So isn't there a problem if you've got the Commonwealth Bank doing its own internal review of whether or not you were ripped off?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if they want to build confidence in the process, then they need to explain how the independent review that comes after that will work. And the fact that they haven't even worked out that detail yet sort of says this has been a bit rushed, potentially because they're under pressure from the government to relieve some of the criticism the way this is being linked to the watering down of financial protection. And, you know, lots of those details just aren't there yet.
Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate it.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Alan Kirkland, Chief Executive of Choice.